We're going to have to screw him in a couple of minutes coming up at 9:06. Get those ready at 713-572-4610. On tomorrow's show, Kylie Wong is in at 8. Wade Smith at 9 o'clock as well. We'll make our NFL picks at 7:40 on tomorrow's show. Big game on Sunday between the Chiefs and the Patriots, who have now won 2 in a row. Chiefs obviously are undefeated right now. It's very hard for a team in the AFC to go on the road into New England and win in the last 10 years, as we unfortunately know all too well. Here was Bill Belichick, some of the best of his news conference from Wednesday.
Coach, you feel like you're playing for the top seed in the AFC with this game, that the stakes are that
high? I feel like we're playing Kansas City.
Does it seem like a higher stakes game than normal?
Feels like we're playing Kansas City.
What did that guy expect to get out of Belichick there? Was that wasn't Tom Curran, was it?
It might have been.
Curran wouldn't.
I don't think he would ask that kind
of
question.
I try not to criticize the questions with Bill Belichick, because if he's in a bad mood, it's going to be a bad mood. But I feel like if you're up there, you're just screwed, aren't you? Sometimes you just don't. He's just not going to give a good answer.
He's not going to give an answer about the magnitude of the game.
I think you should ask him the follow-up. Does it feel like you're playing Kansas City? Just with that tone.
Just try to pull.
Will he repeat you, or will he say,
does it feel like you're, what do you know, if you ask him about the history of the game or naval warfare, he's totally into it. So the question I think would be always saying, try to phrase something in regards to like famous naval battles or something. Then he might actually give you something.
What German U-boat does Kansas City remind you of?
Bill, does this remind you of the Battle of Trafalgar?
How do you anticipate this going? Is it going to be as bad as Battle of Midway for the Kansas City Chiefs? And at least he'd give you like a... No, they're a very good opponent.
That's even too much. Not enough grunts and weird noises that make you feel like Bill Belichick's sick all the time. He coughs and grunts and makes weird, like, throat clearing noises.
Yeah. So
I'm looking at this game. So right now, New England and Kansas City, which is the Sunday night game, by the way. Right now, the Patriots are favored by 3.5 points. Pretty small margin for a Patriots home game.
They're the home team. I'm surprised with the way Kansas City's been playing that Kansas City isn't favored. Because who has New England beaten this year? They beat Indianapolis, who sucks. They beat
Houston.
The Dolphins, who suck. And they beat the Texans, who played like crap on that game. And honestly, you could argue they suck,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but it's the way they've looked in the last two games, especially.
They look like themselves.
And everybody can talk about Indy making a game of it. Whatever.
I shouldn't say they look like themselves. They look more like the Patriots do. They did have those two turnovers against the Colts, which kept the Colts in the game last Thursday.
And there were those weird turnovers where they were drops and they went straight up in the air. That said, Miami, terrible. Indy, terrible. And Kansas City is running through everyone like a buzzsaw.
Problem with Kansas City is the defense. Their defense can't stop anybody.
And Kansas City has run through some pretty sketchy defenses too. So it's not. It's still impressive, but it's not necessarily like they've beaten the bullies on the block.
I mean, you look at the wins for Kansas City. It's Jacksonville. They got the Jacksonville win. Why is my schedule all off here? They've got, obviously, let's see, the Chargers, Steelers, 49ers, Broncos. I would say that's not bad.
That's a better schedule than New England's gone
for
up
a
against.
Situation where the NFL doesn't have a lot of good teams. I think having those two wins, Jacksonville and Pittsburgh and Kansas and the LA Chargers, I think it's a pretty good job by them.
Plus
so far.
I'm down on you being down on the Dolphins, who beat, according to Taylor Lewan, the best team in the NFL. They beat the Tennessee Titans. Let's not forget that.
You know who has the second worst rating under pressure in the NFL?
Is it Tannehill?
It's Tannehill. Yeah. Do you know who has the third worst rating under pressure in the NFL?
Sam Darnold?
Marcus Mariota.
Mariota.
All my guys.
Always right on quarterbacks.
Marcus Mariota has the bruised nerve excuse for the rest of the season. That's the problem, is that everybody...
He does.
But remember, don't say that he's injury prone. God help you if you say he's injury prone, because then people are like, well, you have to ignore. If you ignore all the injuries, he's not injury prone. That's my opening. Screw him. Screw the people who claim that Marcus Mariota is not injury prone.
Time now for screw him.
Hey, this is Chuck Liddell, and I say screw him. I am Rudy Tomjanovich, former championship coach of the Houston Rockets, and I say screw them.
Hi, this is Booker T, and I say screw.
I'm Kate Upton, and I say screw them.
This is Teddy J, and I say screw them, man. I mean, seriously, screw them.
Mike Meltzer, screw them.
Text them in, 713-572-4610.
I love that last one.
To the Houston-based Cowboys fans.
Screw them.
Yeah, what the hell?
Too many of them, but... they got the win, and so now we've got bragging rights for the next 3 years.
What do you say to explain your fanhood? What is it that you use to rationalize being a Cowboys fan living in Houston if you are not from Dallas or have family ties that once rooted for the team, specifically a father?
I guess they would say in the time between the Oilers and Texans, they had to root for somebody.
This is a good one.
Man, I'd pick anyone.
To salad bars that offer blue cheese but not blue cheese dressing, what kind of dumb bleep is that from Ocho? I don't know. Does that exist, Ocho? Is this a one-time thing, or do you go to a place that consistently doesn't offer blue cheese?
I'm not a big blue cheese guy.
You guys going to read any of these? You're just going to sit there and
I'm just going to silence. To Taylor Lewan. Gross.
Screw him to Taylor Lewan. Good for you, Bald Dan. Taylor Lewan, who he left last week's game. I don't know if he came back in or not. He's been getting banged up a lot this year. He got that concussion a couple weeks back when that defensive line trucked him like a chump because Taylor Lewan couldn't keep his head on a swivel on an interception. Then he got up and threw a tantrum like it was the defensive player's
fault
for trying to hit him.
Dirty play.
You know what the funniest thing about offensive linemen is? They'll cut you in a heartbeat. Like, they think that there's nothing wrong with them diving at your knees. We used to have when we would play the Titans, actually, they had a wham play where the guard would pull, come out, and kick out the it wasn't a wham play. Anyway, it was a play where the guard would pull, come, kick out the defensive end. So we would just say, all right, we're going to cut you. And we'll dive at your legs, and we'll cut you when you do that. And they used to get so irate. They used to just flip out. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm diving at your knees, you clown, just like you guys do to us. And they'd accuse us of being dirty and everything. Bunch of hypocrites.
To Mike Meltzer for picking the Indians in 5.
Bad job by you.
To these people that make left turns from the far right side of the road, stop coming to Houston and bringing your crappy style of driving New York and Los Angeles. Sons of bitches!
I
wanted to wake up this morning and I got one. Some guy cut in front of me like 3 lanes across because he realized he had almost missed the exit to
the
Beltway.
If you miss your exit, just keep going and turn around.
Dude, it was, I hadn't shaked like this in a long time. I don't know how the guy didn't hit me. Like, he just cut right across in front of me, like, came within inches of my bumper before I even knew what was... One of those things where you react, like, my foot was on the brake before I even knew what was going on, and then you start just kind of shaking.
Good instincts.
Yeah.
Love them and hate them. Instagram models, screw them. That's the exact approach to have with Instagram models, because you look and you're like, wow, you look great. And then you read the caption and you get angry because this person has nothing.
Oh.
Nothing except for great looks and the ability to travel anywhere, because that's how this works. You get, if you are a social media influencer,
I'm telling you,
you get free trips to places. It's ridiculous.
Some of the women that I see on social media, I'm like, if you're traveling to all these places, how do you think other people... Like, I don't know... I know some people who have some money. I don't know anybody who has the money to travel this often. It's absurd.
Well, for one, a lot of them, like, if they're staying at a resort, the resort is paying for
the resort
stuff.
Will,
right.
Or there might be a sugar daddy that is doing some very strange things to them.
That's what I think is really going on.
But they're also making good... Like, if they actually have a file, they're making good coin off of the Instagram.
But the thing is, I think that the people who make a lot of money, there's a reason why they make it, which is they're working. Like, LeBron James isn't flying from, like, Naples to Brazil to Asia to this place, like, during the course of the whole year.
Because he's working. He's a basketball player.
I know.
I'm saying, like, the Instagram model's job is to travel and be in exotic locations. You realize they're not on vacation when they're doing that.
Seem like they're on vacation.
I mean, they're doing that. Like, they're making their job a really fun spot. Like, when you see a model on a photo shoot for Sports Illustrated, you're like, oh, wow, they were on vacation and a bunch of cameras showed up. Like, their whole job is to go to exotic places to create this fantasy.
I gotta show you an Instagram person off air. Okay. And to get your take.
One of the Instagram people, I think the number one Instagram person, has been on Dancing with the Stars and killing it, Alexis Ren. I've actually watched all the dances and I've actually been really impressed by it, and I thought I was just gonna watch because I'm a perv.
So these women rejecting my buddy, forcing me to be sensitive after they destroyed his ego.
Your problem is he's getting rejected because he's the kind of guy that needs a sensitive ear. Deny him of that ear, he'll toughen up a little bit and women will start to respect him. Hey, women don't want a guy. Look, I know we need to be sensitive and we need to be caring and do all those things. But here's the thing. Women don't want a guy that constantly needs emotional support, all right? Like, that's the one area where most women still want you to be an old school man. Like, yeah, like, come to her and show you're vulnerable and everything, but don't be somebody that needs to be propped up all the time. Your buddy needs to toughen up.
Yeah,
tell him that.
I'm with you. As someone who used to be that guy, don't be that guy.
You're a raw
Yeah, don't be a Ross. I was that the first 2 years of college. It was a stupid idea by me. Two Yankee fans going bonkers in the stands in the ninth inning. Never seen anything more New York than some of those guys jumping around, still down three, and throwing beer cans at Kimbrel too. Screw them.
To my coworker for being too so top secret. Communication is the key to a successful operation.
That's true.
So I got to work at Intercom.
And the people who were at TBS who were communicating with who they should shoot of those Yankee fans, those people need a high five. That was an interesting cast of characters that they were zooming in on over the course of that game.
To my new desk at work. Okay, this is an interesting one. I'll be sensitive here. To my new desk at work and having to sit by someone who, and this is somebody that I trust, when he's using the word literally, he means literally. The person literally has Tourette's. So I'm guessing this is like that. That's a distraction at work. My daughter is really fidgety. She fidgets a lot. And it's something we had to work on her with a lot, like to try to train her out of it, because
it burns calories, though.
Well, yeah, that's great. But that's great. So she can be skinny and alone. Like when she used to sit next to people, it was annoying to people because she was so fidgety and everything. So we like give her stuff to use, like putty for her to squeeze with her hands and everything, to kind of like, she's got so much excess energy, she has to take it out. But now,
So the training worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
My first boss had Tourette's, and his name was Anus. He was a very arrogant, pretty lazy guy at Louis Papa's Greek restaurant. And eventually, after an exchange where one of the cooks slapped him, he was ultimately fired for his handling of it. But his nervous tic was he would all the time, and I felt bad for him. I legitimately felt bad for this. It was like all the time. I felt really bad. Like that must be something really sucky to go through all of life with.
Last one from me, Aggie Rick, to Soft Houston sports reporters covering Bill O'Brien's press conferences. You are spineless, pathetic, and impotent for allowing a coach who has never won anything bully you and avoid answering tough questions, except for Landry M. Locker, who will be on with us coming up at 9:40. Screw him every Thursday.
Stan Van Gundy, and I say screw him.
Thank you, Stan. I'm glad you are back on television. Every Thursday at 9:06, we have Screw him.